Incremental at best, some small gains, but generally speaking, pretty flat. We're doing a little better in our progress that we're making in math, but almost flat when it comes to English language arts.
What do we mean by proficient? I know that's a very complex solution or complex formula, but how do we rate proficient?
Well, what is it? It's intended to be is to what extent a student is going to be college and or career ready upon graduation from 12th grade. And there is some measurement that puts a student on a trajectory that says when you graduate, you will have met a certain level of proficiency that readies you for those things that await you. It's a little bit controversial, and I don't know if it's been fully vetted and understood, but the fact of the matter is we have some sense of standard expectations.
Opt out. 20% or so opted out of taking the tests. That's up from 5% the year before. This opt out campaign really seems to be catching fire.
Well, it did this year for sure. And I think it is just evidence that there is a very large and growing doubt in the credibility of these tests, the way those tests are formulated, the veracity of the questioning, the questions within the test, the cut scores. But all of that really came to a head when it was determined that there would be an aspect of these test results that would be used for teacher and principal evaluations. That's when the opt-out movement really gained steam.
Don't we need some form of standardized testing to make sure that the students in New York City, the students in Buffalo, Albany, Ithaca, wherever, are meeting a certain standard and that standards are not patchwork statewide?
That's exactly what these are all about. We need some sort of data to tell us whether or not the information that these students are being taught, they are retaining, and they're able to tell us what they know. And without this information, it is very difficult to plan educational instruction in the year ahead. My hope is that the data, even though we've had 20% of opt-outs, that this data will still be useful in planning for instruction in this coming school year. I do understand that it's going to be probably hard to use this information in a credible way for teacher evaluations.
The new State Education Commissioner, Mary Ellen Ely, made something of a plea for parents to reconsider their opt-out, saying these test results are needed to gauge student performance and teacher performance. What's your reaction to that?
I agree with her 100%. We need this kind of information. I do understand when people say, listen, my kid has been a proficient at a level 3 or 4 in the past. In come these Common Core standards, in come these tests, and all of a sudden his or her proficiency is down to 1 or 2. It must be the test. Well, maybe it's the test. I will tell you the standards are more rigorous than they had been in the past. And in fact, what are called the NAEP tests or the NAEP scores, which is our national testing standard, New York's standards and New York's tests have been deemed to be the most credible, the most honest as to whether where students are as it relates to our standards and how those standards relate to nationally measured standards. We're deemed to be number one.
An achievement gap continues, according to the state commissioner, as a result of these tests. What do you make of those results as far as Black and Hispanic students across the state are faring?
Yeah, you know, I've been watching this for years and years, and we continue to have this achievement gap. We do make progress, incremental progress, every year, but we have a long way to go. And if you check the data and make comparisons, you're going to see that Asian and Pacific Rim students do extraordinarily well, then students who are Caucasian, and then it trails on down to people. Children who are either African-American, Hispanic, or some other nationality. You hate to see the fact that we can make these kind of gross generalizations, but it has been in place for a long, long time, and we need to make sure that those students of color, those students who come from a disadvantaged background, have every opportunity to have the educational success that all students should have.
The State Education Commissioner recently appointed a monitor to oversee the East Ramapo School District, including the school board. There's been a bitter power struggle down there, I guess you could call it. It's in Rockland County. Could you tell us a little bit more about the situation there and if you agree with this appointment of the monitor?
situation down there is that you have people from an ultra-Orthodox Jewish and Hasidic community who have taken over the majority of the Board of Education. They've been elected to these seats on the Board of Education. And they themselves, these board members, have a tendency to send all of their children to private schools. And there are 80% of the school children in this district go to private schools, primarily Jewish yeshivas, and 20% go to public schools. And the story is that these yeshivas and much of the budget from the East Ramapo School District are being used to fund transportation, buildings and grounds, and other sorts of federally mandated programs in the yeshivas at the expense of the budget in the traditional public schools. And it's become very, very hot button issue. And I applaud Chancellor Tisch and Commissioner Ilya for finding some sort of a negotiated agreement by sending in this team that is going to help monitor. I am told that the Board of Education in East Ramapo, who I have not spoken to about this yet, but I'm told that they are accepting of this, and the team that the chancellor and commissioner are sending in are highly credible people. So I'm optimistic that this is going to lead to some good things.